Milwaukee's police chief, Edward Flynn, says the 24-year-old black officer who shot and killed an allegedly armed 23-year-old black man named Sylville Smith is now staying with relatives out of fear for his safety. Violent riots erupted after the shooting Saturday, crowds throwing rocks at police and burning down several businesses. The protests extended into last night when an 18-year-old was shot by an unknown assailant. Police rushed him to the hospital. NPR's David Shaper is in Milwaukee. David, what's it like now?
Well, there are no active protests going on right now during the daytime. There were several over the weekend, obviously some of them overnight, late at night, and on Saturday night got quite violent and quite disruptive with fires set and a couple of five, six businesses burned, a couple of them to the ground. There was, again, a lot of tension last night as the protests went deep into the night after midnight. But eventually, cooler heads did prevail. But there is still a lot of angst in this town. There is a lot of consternation over these really poor police-community relations and a feeling in the African-American neighborhoods here that they're targeted by police more often than they should be.
Well, in fact, we are hearing residents say that this has less to do with this shooting in which the suspect was allegedly armed, although people are upset about that, than with previous shootings, one in 2014, and long-term relations. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting that you know, this shooting kind of was the fuse that lit this bomb. There have been tensions here for quite some time. There was a shooting, you know, 2 years ago, as you mentioned, a man by the name of Dontre Hamilton, who was mentally ill and shot by a police officer in a city park. And that incident sparked a lot of protests at the time. But even since that time and the 2 years since, there's just a lot of frustration, a lot of tension that goes on between police and members of the African-American community, particularly young black men who are finding opportunities hard to come by, whether they be educational or whether they be for jobs and a better way of life. And these tensions simmering under the surface just kind of exploded this weekend.
Yeah, well, and we're hearing all sorts of voices, those who say that, you know, this is a result of long-term bad police relations, but others like Tony Whitley, who's with the Resurrection Life Worship Center, who says this is because of a generation of young people who've not been parented. We've grandparents in their 20s and 30s, and that's a problem. So, you know, people pointing to different, what they see as systemic problems. So short-term, long-term, to the short-term, when do we think we might see the camera video from the shooting?
Police said it could be later on this week. The mayor of Milwaukee, Tom Barrett, seems to want it to be released sooner rather than later. The police chief is a little more cautious and not sure that they'll release it that quickly, although it does appear it will be released. And that video, I think what many elected officials are hoping will show that the suspect who was shot and killed by police had a gun in his hand. That's what they say the video shows, and that might help, you know, reduce the anger that is out there in the community and let folks in the community know that this appears to have been a good shooting by most police standards. However, there is always that concern, and I think this might be the police chief's concern, that once you release it and you show someone actually, you know, being shot, that may stir up even more anger regardless of the circumstances.
Yeah, it's hard to see. Well, and then in the ensuing violence, the police chief went out of his way to point out that no officers ever used any force. There was no gunshots, no taser, no batons, no force by hand. They're hoping that goes a long way. But it sounds as if there needs to be some sort of long-term plan for the city.
You know, it's really interesting that you know, people are praising the police for showing a great deal of restraint in dealing with the protesters on the street, in having a strong police presence, in trying to move people off the street, particularly once it gets after midnight, 1 a.m., and they want these protests to quiet down, but not being confrontational, not going after people. At the same time, there are many people who are, even in the protest community, who are saying, we need to have some serious change. We need to have some serious dialogue. The violence of the other night is not the answer. But we do need to get people's attention, and we do need to sit down with one another and talk about how we move the city forward.
NPR's David Shaper in Milwaukee, talking about the police shooting and the protests in response. David, thank you.
Thank you for having me, Robin.